Chinese restaurants began to open in America in the mid-19th century, clustering on the West Coast, where the first immigrants landed. They mostly served an Americanized version of Cantonese cuisine, chop suey, egg foo young, and the like. In that century and much of the 20th, the immigrants largely came from China's southeast, mainly Guangdong province. After the immigration reforms of 1965 removed ethnic quotas that limited non-European inflows, Chinese migrants from other regions started to arrive. Restaurants began calling their food Hunan and Sichuan, and though it rarely bore much resemblance to what was actually eaten in those regions, it was more diverse and boldly spiced than the sweet fried stuff that defined the earliest Chinese menus. By the 1990s, adventurous diners in cities with sizable Chinese populations could choose from an array of regional cuisines. A particular favorite was Sichuan food, with its addictively numbing fire. The Sichuan peppercorn has a slightly anesthetizing, tongue-buzzing effect. Yet, over the decades, as Chinese food became ubiquitous, it also, beyond the niche world of connoisseurs, came to be standardized. There are almost three times as many Chinese restaurants in America, 41,000, as McDonald's. Virtually every small town has one, and generally the menus are consistent: pork dumplings, steamed or fried, the same two soups, hot and sour, wonton, stir fries listed by main ingredient with a pepper icon or a star indicating a meager trace of chili flakes. Dishes over $10 are grouped under chef's specials. There are modest variations. In Boston, takeaways often come with